We've talked for a long time about what might make Hawaii's trash situation better and how polystyrene foam containers are a perennial issue. It's back again at the legislature, and there are those who say that banning polystyrene foam containers should be a part of a strategy to lessen the environmental impact of trash. The Restaurant Association says not so fast. The group maintains that changing to other compostable containers presents an additional cost for food service, and that those containers often leak and do nothing to change a cavalier attitude toward trash. Association President Greg Fraser dropped by our studio earlier to talk about the bill to ban polystyrene.
We're all for, at the Restaurant Association and our members, we're all for a green, sustainable Hawaii. Don't get us wrong. But at what expense? The alternative to the polystyrene or the styrofoam takeout container, the plate lunch that you're seeing now, is about 3 to 4 times the expense. So the restaurant operator would just have to absorb that with everything else that's coming down, what with minimum wage already going up incrementally for the next 2 years again. Healthcare, everything is kind of going up. So we just add this to the top of the pile. But one of the other issues that we look at here with polystyrene is litter. We don't like litter any more than anybody else does. So my question is, if you take two takeout containers and one is biodegradable and the other is polystyrene, and you lay them on the beach next to each other, which one's litter? And the answer is both are. So I think that replacing one with the other is not necessarily going to eliminate the litter problem. I think that there are other things that we need to do, and the Hawaii Restaurant Association is definitely willing to partner up with anybody to talk about these solutions. You know, what can we do together collectively as an industry that probably puts out a lot of that waste that might make it to the beaches or the parks? We can do cleanups. We can, you know, have other things in place that we can all work on together. Maybe stricter fines, stricter reinforcements of litter. Maybe things like that would be a little bit more instrumental in curbing the litter problem here in Hawaii.
You're talking really two issues there. One is the behavioral issue of people not putting their litter where it belongs in a trash bin. The other one is the thing itself and the cost to a restaurant if they were to switch over to another type of container. We've also heard from some of the companies that produce the more friendly types of containers that even if they go to H-Power, that they burn better and that they have other incentives that might make it a little easier for people to feel comfortable with if they're taking out food. And also that the price point doesn't have to be this huge amount. That seems to say there are a lot of options.
Well, and you hit it right on the head. The Hawaii Restaurant Association is working with manufacturers and other big companies, distributors here locally. You know, we know eventually it's going to happen. It's happening in other states, and I think that it will be there. Our stance on this is we just want it to be in a time when the cost is not going to be so dramatic on the restaurant operator that it may actually put some of these smaller places that 90% of their business is plate lunches, if not 100%. It might put them out of business because of the increased costs of operating. The other thing, when you talk about the end result for polystyrene or the alternative, the H-Power plant actually is looking for more styrofoam just because it burns at a higher Kelvin and produces more energy. So the issue about landfill really isn't there either for it. And I'm not exactly sure how the alternative burns and the differences there. I'm not qualified to speak to that. But I know that at least on Oahu, that it does go to the power plant.
The issue with the power plant that you're beginning to touch on is the fact that we often don't produce enough trash to justify the costs and often get hit with fees. That's a separate issue. And some would say, you know, we shouldn't be using an environmental issue to justify what we have to pay to keep H-Power going. But is there a way that you could see, as you talked about the transition that you know is coming, that would be of at least palatable to the restaurant industry?
Well, there's another thing to take into consideration in addition to cost. The current alternative that we have to, say, a takeout container is that it does not hold the heat as well as polystyrene, nor does it hold liquids. So if you've ever gone to one of these grocery stores that has a deli inside and they use the biodegradable alternative and you scoop in your salads and your whatnot and you put it in the bag and you cash out and head to the car and you set it on the seat and you get home, you pull that out. Now that takeout container is sitting in a puddle in the bottom of the bag because the liquid inside that container has seeped through, has saturated and soaked right through the container. They're not made to hold liquids, nor are they made to hold in the heat. So this is probably why you're not seeing a lot of necessarily biodegradable coffee cups out there, for instance, because the alternative for that does not hold the heat. So you've got two issues with that, keeping your coffee hot, and how do you not burn your hands when you're just grabbing it with a recyclable cup as opposed to a styrofoam, because that also insulates, right?
So you've got a time frame, you've got the cost, you have the fact that you don't think that it's necessary right now, given the fact that this goes to H power. What would you tell some of the environmental groups who say that, you know, shouldn't we just in general on principle be looking for something that might meet some of those other criteria that you're talking about in terms of holding the heat and being able to do something that's environmentally friendly? Is there nothing out there that you can think of that works as well?
Nothing that we've been able to find, and trust me, we're looking for it because, again, we do believe that
change
that
is coming.
We do believe that. And maybe technology will catch up here and somebody will have that alternative. We do believe that it needs to be lined with plastic because what we have right now is not. That's why liquids are going through. But again, when we talk about the environmental issues, you know, we go back to replacing one container with another. And I think, you know, those individuals that are going to litter are going to throw the biodegradable out the window or leave it in the park or, you know, at your beach area or your picnic area, the same way they're going to do with polystyrene or styrofoam. I think that we need to get stricter enforcements on litter, maybe heavier fines, maybe start, publicizing the fact that people are getting fined for, you know, leaving this out there. Because I think a lot of these products are ending up in our oceans because of beaches and parks, and trash cans are overfull, so they're blowing into the ocean, and then this is when they become a problem. I don't think anybody's going out there and just dumping bags of trash out on the beach, you know. So I think that we need to look at that infrastructure and talk about how are we maintaining those trash receptacles? How are we doing it in our parks?
Which brings us back to an issue of enforcement, the people power to be able to do that, and what that may cost us to be able to keep parks clean, including the beaches.
And I think that's another responsible way to look at it, because if we just said let's ban something because we feel like it's not good for the environment or whatnot, then we may as well go back to riding horses and sailing around the world instead of flying. We have problems with cars today. You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, you're
right?
Asking how far do you go with this?
Right, sure. This is not good for the environment. Let's ban it and let's give something else. But it's not really addressing the issues at hand here. I think it's
certainly not for your industry.
Well, yeah, my industry is one in particular that's going to suffer if a ban does come into play. And hopefully we do have that alternative in place prior to that.
If there were a way to be able to have a subsidy or something that might help an industry make the transition, would you feel better about it?
Well, I think if there was some kind of subsidy, it would go to anybody in the manufacturing world that could say that it's because it's not just Hawaii, right? It's our entire country that's talking about polystyrene plastic bags. So what are we doing? I mean, we see what happened with plastic bags, and you know, now you go in the grocery store and you're getting three times as much paper, or you're getting the real thick ones, and you tell me that's less a problem if it ends up in our ocean. So if there were some monies there, some funding, I would put it into manufacturers' hands and say, find us a viable alternative with a product that we can all live with on both sides. It's affordable, it's practical, it's functional. And then, you know, we can all live in harmony. It doesn't have to be us against, you know, the world.
Well, surely there is someone looking for a good R&D opportunity in what you've just said. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Greg Fraser is president of the Hawaii Restaurant Association. Senate Bill 1109 would ban the use of polystyrene containers by food vendors and is currently under consideration by the state legislature.